There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shivers up and down the spines of listeners all around the country and all around the world. Doug Steffens' Good Day program available here, there, and everywhere. Right, Richie? Rich McFadden is here with me as we look at the number of ways you can get this program. It always is exciting, sort of thrilling and chilling to know that our voices are going out everywhere on hundreds of radio stations, and also you can hear around the world at DougSteffens.com, RadioAmerica.org, at CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com, at TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. You like TuneIn Radio, though.
I do like TuneIn Radio. No, 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 no. Yeah.
All right. So here, there, and everywhere.
Anyway. Easiest to find the stands. They're very reliable.
What do you need to know for Friday, January the 30th? The president is going to announce today a major biomedical research initiative.
Yeah.
It includes plans to collect genetic data on a million Americans so that scientists can develop drugs and treatments tailored to individual patients' specific characteristics. In other words, they want your info, and they're going to get it. One way or another, they can mask it behind all. I mean, this is a great idea, if in fact it is what it seems to be, but as often is the case, what seems to be isn't really what is. Does that sound like double talking? I sound like a politician now.
I think I followed you, though.
Right. They want to collect your data, genetic information on you, so that science can develop various drugs and treatments tailored to specific characteristics of what you need yourself.
You know,
you and I are going to pay for this, which I suppose it's okay if we weren't paying for so many other things, because, of course, we know we got to spend more money because we're making more. We have more people working. We're not necessarily going to collect any more in taxes, but we've got a $17 trillion deficit. Don't worry. Be happy. It's going to be fine. You know what?
This reminds me of when it comes to giving up your information and privacy rights.
Right.
I so remember this when Chevrolet announced that they had a black box in the Corvette, and this was back in the early 2000s.
I thought it was in the late 60s.
And they were going to be able to get information from this black box in the event of an accident to be able to tell. And people were out of their minds. You and I were screaming about it. This is outrageous.
Yeah. I remember
they're going to know how fast we're going. They're going to know where we're going. They're going to know all of this stuff about us.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, a year or two later, they start coming out with the same technology on cell phones where I can get directions to my local mini mart.
Right.
How convenient that is.
Mm.
So we gave them the information that we were screaming about 2 years ago because now it was convenient for
us. On a platter.
So this is the same thing.
Yep.
Okay. They want to get our information so they can track us, they can sell us, they can do polls and all kinds of studies. And everything, so they can use our information. So how do
privacy
we do it?
Privacy is dead. Long live privacy.
They sell it to us so that we want it.
Okay.
And that's all this is.
Yep. Hooey. Next, the Middle East. More shoot 'em ups. This time in Egypt. Egyptian president cutting short a visit to an African Union summit after attacks on several security posts in the Sinai. 26 dead. Another big episode of violence, more militants. These guys are connected to ISIS. Meanwhile, Japan and Jordan trying today to find out what happened to their hostages. Deadline for the prisoner swap passed yesterday.
Yeah.
Nobody knows nothing at this point. It's not good English. Nobody knows anything at this point.
Jordan is ready to make the trade that will free their pilot and the Japanese reporter.
Yeah.
But all they want is proof that our pilot is actually alive before we let this woman go that you want us to release.
Right.
And they are not able to get that proof.
Now we know where these guys are. When there were pictures of these guys standing in a street yesterday. With all the encryption devices we have, can't we figure out what that street is and go bomb it?
One would think. Wouldn't one?
Yeah.
And especially, all pictures are digital now. Mm-hmm. Nobody's taking any film pictures anymore. And every digital picture has data encrypted on it. Mm-hmm. Now, they may be smart enough to turn the GPS function off on their cell phone when they take a picture, but there's also all this data inside a picture I'm sure they could extract and give them information.
Right. All right. Speaking of information, I have a tabloid headline quiz. Ready?
Jennifer's so good at these.
I know. Well, she's not here. That's right. I'm putting you to the test. Actually, let's see if somebody can figure this out. 888-302-3684. As we are 1 week away from our drawing for the trip for two adults and two children, a luxury stay at one of the three beaches resorts, either in the Turks and Caicos or Jamaica, I'm going to give you, during the course of the next week, a little more opportunity to qualify by asking sometimes silly little things, sometimes encouraging people to participate in various ways. So here I have three headlines, Richie.
Fire away.
You tell me. No, I don't want Richie to tell me.
No, I'm going
to
answer. If I know it, I'm...
No, you can't do that, Richie.
I can't help
myself.
You'll
spoil it.
It's coming out.
Yeah, I know.
Here we go.
888...
Come on.
Like a couple of children. 888-302-3684. Which is the real headline? A. Giraffe eats man. B. Grave robber steals mother-in-law. C. Minister loses church in a bet. Which is the real headline? 888-302-3684. I'll repeat the headlines. A. Giraffe eats man. B. Grave robber steals mother-in-law. C. Minister loses church in a bet. Which of those three headlines actually, or these are purported headlines, actually is a headline? 888-302-3684. Answer coming right up here on Good Day. According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Did you pay for childcare last year? Did your mom move just down the street and say, "I'll watch the kids while you're at work," and you were like, "Great," but then she said, "Let's discuss rates," and you found out the exact price of Grandma's love, plus overtime and holidays. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, "Did you pay for childcare?" is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Let me see your hands, kid. Disgusting. Order some of the new Brawny Industrial brand Flax wipers from Grainger. They're highly absorbent, made from sustainable bio-based material, and safer than laundered wipes because they carry fewer contaminants. Perfect for cleaning up after a dirty job like whatever it was you were doing. You're going to be living with those hands for a long time, kid. Keep them clean and your facility spotless with new Brawny Industrial brand Flax wipers. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined.
combined with any other offer.
Musicians, right now at Guitar Center, for the first time ever, we're extending our friends and family discount to you. Savings up to 20% off the gear you really want. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, and the latest recording gear. Deals like a Harbinger 8-channel mixer, just $49. Or Sound Percussion 5A and 5B drumsticks. Buy one, get one free. Plus, visit GuitarCenter.com for even more deals and get a cash-saving coupon. Guitar Center's Friends and Family Weekend, now through Sunday.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, the Good Day program for Friday. Sarah is in Lake City. Which of those headlines is real, Sarah?
I think it was the minister who lost his church in a bet.
Really? And let's see. Nancy, Richie, go over to the other side.
That's the one I picked. I'm with Sarah, yeah.
I'm trying to get Nancy on. It's not working.
Let me put her. Let's take care of it there.
Nancy with a smiley face. All right, so Nancy, you agree with Sarah or not?
Agree.
Okay, you're both wrong. Bye.
Good try, though.
All right, let's see here. Whoops, wait a minute. I just hit.
Phooey.
All right, wait a minute. Here's Beverly in, where is she, in Florida someplace? Hi, Beverly.
Good morning. I'm in Live Oak, and I think it's Grave Robber Stole Mother-in-Law.
Grave Robber Steals Mother-in-Law is the real headline. Giraffe did not eat a man, and the minister didn't lose his church in a bet. But the Grave Robber did steal the casket with his mother-in-law's body in it because he so disliked her he wanted to burn it. That was the story.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Very nice guy. All right. So, Beverly, you will qualify for our drawing a week from today for the luxury stay in either the Turks and Caicos or Jamaica. Good luck. Thank you. Hold on just a second, and Kara will spend a little bit more time talking to you, get a little of the information we need to have, yada, yada, yada. Meanwhile, yesterday in Washington, Senator McCain lashed out at protesters who loudly interrupted a hearing. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger was there. He called their demonstration disgraceful, and some of the protesters were, according to him, low-life scum. Here is some of the audio. I mean,
so
you listen to
just
this.
Just to set this up.
Yeah.
Kissinger is like 93 years old.
Right.
And he walks in with a cane, and he sits down, and it's these code pink protesters wanting him to be arrested for war crimes against any
Well,
other
he wasn't
country.
The only. There are other prominent former
George
Secretary
Schultz
of State
is here sitting next to him, and it's actually funny. If you see the video, George Schultz is like getting in their face.
Right. He's good at that.
But Kissinger just sat down and everything, and then McCain gets really upset and starts yelling at everybody.
This committee for
McCain chairs the committee.
Yes.
And I have never seen anything as disgraceful and outrageous and despicable as the last demonstration that just took place about, you know, you're going to have to shut up or I'm going to have you arrested. If we can't get the Capitol Hill police in here immediately. Get out of here, you low-life scum.
Okay, so that pretty much set the tone.
Then he goes on to apologize to Dr. Kissinger.
Yeah,
and he says, Henry, I want to, Dr. Kissinger, on behalf of this committee, I would like to profusely apologize.
Not
for
the right treatment word, but
yeah.
All right. So anyway, McCain is getting up there too. He's got a, what is he? 70?
He's got to be 74,
75,
like that.
Somewhere
yeah.
in there. Yeah. But I mean, this was before the Senate Armed Services Committee. And protesting is good, healthy, it's desirable,
sure.
Opinions are important, but McCain has a short fuse. Pretty much everybody knows that, and he doesn't hide it. In this circumstance, it was pretty demonstrative, that is, his feelings. There's a certain amount of respect that I guess goes with having had the experience of Kissinger or Schultz or whoever else was there. But I think people need to protest if they feel that there's something. I mean, what are they protesting? These guys are 90 years old, so whatever they're protesting, long since over. How about you protest some of the stuff going on now, like why aren't our soldiers being taken care of by the VA? How about you protest that, or protest why the hell we're still in Afghanistan to begin with? That would be a worthwhile protest to have. 21 after on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Wonder song. Time for our One Hit Wonder contest. Name the group doing Waiting for a Star to Fall, and you'll win. Ready, Richie?
Ready as a lever.
Star to Fall, American pop music duo, topped the charts during this week in 1988. You want to call us at 888-302-3684 to get qualified for our drawing a week from today for that trip for four to one of the beaches resorts in the Caribbean. Help yourself. 888-302, Doug, tell us the name of this one-hit wonder group, the essence of this group, the singing songwriting duo, vocalist and keyboardist George Merrill, vocalist Shannon Rubicam. Even though Waiting for a Star to Fall only made it into the top, it's the only it's the only song that made it to the top for them. Whitney Houston had a number two hit with this song. Or,
song she had two that, number one hits yeah. with their songs.
How Will I Know and I Want to Dance with Somebody. They wrote the songs. They had recorded them, but they didn't get anywhere with them. Whitney Houston did. Waiting for a Star to Fall offered to Whitney, but her producer turned it down.
No.
Rumored that it was inspired by an actual falling star that these two saw while attending a concert at the Greek Theater in Los Angeles. In addition to being a big hit here in the U.S., it also topped the charts in England and Australia. Their follow-up single was called Bring Down the Moon, but it didn't get any further than, I think, number 49.
So waiting for a star to fall and bring down the moon. I see a trend here.
Good for you, Richie. I'm impressed with you. So let's see here. They were married in the 80s, got divorced in 2000. They continued their musical collaborations as a couple, not married, but as a songwriting and creative couple. Nothing wrong with that. Seems rather intelligent way of dealing with something like that, right? What'd you say?
Yeah.
All right, so let's see if we can figure out. We got a story or two here with the name of this group. Let me see how many people we can get qualified with you. What do you say? You have the other side working too, will you?
Sure.
Eric's in Tucson. Hi, Eric. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
That's good. All right, so who do you think this is?
I think it's Boy Meets Girl.
Boy Meets Girl. Richie, how come I can't get the other side on when I hit my little
thing? Sure. Let me punch him up there.
All right. Yeah. Here's Leaf in Kingman, Arizona, so he's not too far away. We've got two Arizonans, two different stations. Leaf, what do you say?
Boy Meets Girl.
Boy Meets Girl. All right. So let's say I qualify both of you for this trip. Do you want to go together, or do you think you have separate interests?
I don't know. What's he look like?
Eric, describe yourself for Leaf, will you please? Apparently he doesn't want to describe himself for Leaf. All right, the two of you we're just having a little fun with you. Both of you are going to qualify for this. So, Richie, put them on hold for me, will you?
Yes.
We will put both of you into the pile of qualifiers. The drawing's a week from today for this trip for two to beaches, resorts, either Turks and Caicos or Jamaica. You decide. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Exercise for senior dogs. As your dog heads into his senior years, he may not be able to run as fast, jump as high, or have the stamina he once had. Whether they're perfectly healthy or experience limited mobility as a result of a condition, it's important for guardians to understand their dog's limits and create an exercise routine that all parties will enjoy. The most chronic issue seen in dogs that limits their mobility and exercise level is osteoarthritis. A decrease in your dog's exercise tolerance can also be due to decreased heart function. So it's important to work on an exercise program with older pets and your veterinarian at the same time. And start out gradually. You know, sometimes we look at our dogs and we don't want to admit they're getting older, a little gray around the muzzle, not as quick as they were. So that 2-mile jog for you may be okay, but it may not be okay any longer for your 10 or 12 year old dog. So watch them carefully. If it looks like they're struggling, if it looks like they're having difficulty, it's time to stop and increase a new exercise program with less effort. I'm Warren Eckstein.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research in July, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richard Fadden and I are here to cover the interests, cover the issues, cover the topic. I don't even like that word, topic. Some people that do traditional talk radio program, oh, the topic of the hour is, nah, what's going on in your head? This program specializes in coverage of sports like football. So there's a big football game this weekend.
That's what I heard.
NFL is going to use 108 feet balls, 54 for each team. They will have these feet balls in their custody today.
Now, normally each team gets 12.
Yeah, how come they have more?
Is it most likely because players will, if they have a good play,
hold the ball,
take the ball and keep it. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Or sell it on eBay.
So somebody gets a touchdown, somebody makes a great pass, somebody makes a great catch, whatever it is, an interception. Right. I want to keep the ball.
Patriots and Seahawks preparing for the big game on Sunday evening, and the 24 to 48 hours coverage will start tomorrow, what, about noontime, and go wall to wall everywhere until Sunday.
Exactly. I mean, it'll be 48 hours of coverage.
Right. Okay. Also in Arizona today, where we have, what, four or five stations. Hello, Arizona. Please. Commissioner Roger Goodell. Maybe we should change his name. Commissioner Roger Bedell. Delivering his annual State of the League address. I'm sure he's going to face questions about the use of footballs that were inflated lower than the league's requirements. What do you suppose he'll say, Richie?
He'll say that nobody did anything wrong, but we're investigating it.
Yes, and it won't, the investigation will not, we won't have the results until Monday.
Apparently Jimmy Fallon had a bunch of famous Bostonians on last night, like Ben Affleck, to admit that they were the ball boy that tampered with the balls.
Really?
Yeah.
Matt Damon.
Yeah, all of them.
Wahlberg. Yeah. Right, okay, very cute. By the way, speaking of football, Mr. Hernandez, who's on trial for his life, kept turning around yesterday in the courtroom, whispering, "I love you."
To his girlfriend, to his fiance.
Miss, is it Shayana Jenkins? Is that her name?
Sure.
I'm like,
why
not? I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Shayana. Sounds good to me.
I love you. I love you.
And there's the reason that this is an issue is that she is going to be testifying against him shortly.
Yo, don't testify against me. I love you.
I love you, baby.
I love you.
I love you, baby.
Please, please. I
get
love
me out
you.
Of here.
And I promise not to kill you if I get out of here.
Well, baby.
I love you.
Just don't testify against
me. I love you, Richie.
I don't know why she's sticking around with him.
Oh, what a boob.
He's done.
He's finished.
He is done. I mean, the guy's guilty. He's going to go to jail.
I love you. I love you, Richie.
But even if he doesn't go to jail.
I love you.
He's got OJ syndrome all over him.
He'll catch him the next time he burps on the street.
Right. He's not going to be able to make a nickel getting out of here. So I don't know what she's still seizing him.
I love you. Right. Do you think she was just in it for the money? Come on, Richie. It was love. She loves him.
Whatever.
What's Ray Price, right? Is that his name? Ray Rice Price? What's
Ray
the guy's
Rice.
Name?
Yeah.
His, he got married to that woman, right?
Oh, yeah. She stood by her man.
I love you. Ray, I love you.
I wonder if Roger's going to mention that in this state
love
of
you.
The...
I love you, Mary.
Yeah, okay. We'll get the point. You're making my palms sweat.
Oh, my God, these people. Unbelievable. Okay, let's go to Italy. You ready?
Italy.
In Italy. You want to go to Italy? Italy. President is going to be elected today on a secret ballot. Lawmakers and delegates. So the intrigue begins today. There'll be two daily rounds of voting until somebody is elected. It's kind of like going electing the Pope, right? Why don't they just go over to the Vatican and put some smoke up the chimney? Same kind of thing, right?
Sure, why not?
The head of the Environmental Protection Agency discussing at the Vatican today the steps the U.S. is taking to act on climate change. Huh? What are we going to the Vatican for that for?
Boy, it's really hot in here.
Wow. Ah, yes.
Somebody turn on the air conditioner. I can't smell myself.
All right. I'm a little out of my league here with this, and I'd be the first to admit it. Is it Suga? Is that the name of this hip-hop guy?
Suga.
Yeah. As in Suga, Wooga, Hooga.
No, as in Suga.
Suga.
Just as in Suga.
All right, Suga. Being interviewed by authorities in L.A. today, named as a suspect in a hit-and-run accident last night.
Rapper. Suge Knight.
He's a rapper?
Yeah.
Suge. Do I sound foolish?
Yes.
I don't know. I do.
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You know.
But that's
you
all right. I mean, nobody expects you to know who Suge Knight is. That's Suge fine. Is.
Well, yeah. But then I don't sound foolish.
No, but when you sit there and you go, Suge. That makes you sound a little stupid, yeah.
Hip-hop and rap's not quite my thing. All right, here we go. You want a good tip? Stock tip?
Yeah.
Shake Shack.
Are you going to get arrested for giving... Oh, the Shake Shack. That's hot stuff.
Right.
Especially in the Middle East. It's big
Begins
time.
Trading today on the stock exchange. The symbol is S-H-A-K. Burger and crinkle fry empire all over the world. Shake Shack. Are there any? I don't know. I've never seen one. Where do they have them?
I think there's some in California.
Are there?
Yeah.
I've never seen one there.
Because I remember a big deal when What's-Your-Face went to it. It was the no-talent big star in Hollywood.
Which one?
Her, yeah. Her. But, I mean, these are big. They were, like, huge in, like, Qatar and Dubai and opening up all over there as well, and they were doing really big. Looks like there's a couple here in D.C.
Really? So, speaking of D.C., the Senate of the United States of America, do you find those cuts from McCain, by the way, yet?
I did not.
All right. So, yesterday, a couple of things going on. Mr. McCain, if you didn't hear the audio in the last half hour, you listened to it, it would be hour number four, right? First half hour, hour number four, of John McCain chastising the protesters who were in the gallery yesterday when several old, and I mean old, and former secretaries of state testifying on some issue, whatever it was. And McCain was upset because they were protesting the secretaries of state's secretaries of state.
Low-life scum.
Get out of here, you low-life scum. That was pretty much it. Also yesterday in the Senate, the vote on the Keystone Pipeline. Big shocker here. 62-37. It passed.
Really?
Right.
Good
now,
for them.
Needs 65 votes to override the president's veto. Or maybe 66.
Not going anywhere.
So, well, maybe it is. Maybe they can strong-arm four Democrats into going along with them. I think when they think about their economic interests, they'll bribe them. There'll be four senators that they can bribe.
Right.
We'll give you this if you give us that.
Sure, we'll give you the bridge to nowhere.
Yeah.
You give us the pipeline.
Give you all the money you want for the roads in your state. Just vote for us.
Right.
They'll get four votes. Meanwhile, the whole controversy is a non-controversy because, and I think I pointed this out before, I don't want to be too redundant here, but this is so ridiculously ridiculous. Is that not
a... It's a little redundant, but I get your point.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. These people claim to be environmentalists. We don't want to have that pipeline. It's bad for the environment. Really. I would like somebody, some creative investigative journalist, if there is one left, to go to, let's see, what would be a good place to start? How about you go to Fargo, North Dakota? I don't know, wherever the oil wells and pipelines that bring the oil into these railway yards all over, starting in North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, they're all over the place. So, as I've said many times before, driving up Route 25, the interstate, you can... See, because parallel to the roadway is the railroad tracks. You can see one after the other, after the other, after the other, of these 100-car freight trains with four locomotives hauling the oil from where it comes out of the ground down to the refineries in Oklahoma and Texas and down to the Gulf to be shipped who knows where. So four locomotives, and I'm telling you, they come one after the other, after the other, after the other, all day, all night, every day, 7 days a week. So there must be on the rails at any one time a couple of hundred trains, at least, maybe 300-400 between where they get the oil and where they run it down to either the, maybe even more than 400. But how much fuel an hour do you think each one of those locomotives is using? And you're going to tell me that it's better for the environment to have all those locomotives, hundreds of locomotives every day hauling that oil down south. That's better for the environment than putting up the pipeline. You are so full of it. And who's, by the way, but I want to know who's investigated that, Richie. I haven't heard anybody.
Let me tell you who's investigated. It's the National Railway Association has investigated it. And,
And they don't want to have the money.
No, they don't want to have it. But they will tell you that trains are, and you hear these ads all the time, cleaner than trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So
they can haul more. That's why
they can haul more, and it's cheaper. So now the pipeline, whoever the the labor union that builds the pipeline, they will have a similar study that says that the pipeline. So there are studies out there is cheaper than trains and cleaner than trains.
All right. Speaking of unions, this is very good news if you're in the UAW and you work for Ford. Today, Ford is going to give every single union worker who works for them a check for $6,900 based on their global earnings of $3 billion last year. Each one of the UAW workers in their contract was built in a profit-sharing plan. You make profit, we get part of it. So every Ford line worker, every single one at every plant all over the globe, anybody who belongs to the UAW gets a check today for $6,900.
Just for them.
That's what I thought.
That's cool.
Yeah. They made a lot more money last year than this year, but they got a problem with recalls and stuff like that. But still, pre-tax earnings of $6 billion. There we go. $6,900 bucks. For
good for you, the guys. Amount of cars that are flying off the assembly
line. Oh, my God. And it's being sold everywhere. Yeah. I didn't know that. Where is this coming from? Where did the money come from to buy these cars? All right, let me tell you that you're not going to have to spend a lot of money for this product. Not a lot of money, but you get a lot of hair with Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, powerful, wonderful way for you to address the problem. Ladies and gentlemen, no matter what your age, if you're losing your hair, you need to call 800-525-8319. Do it now while you are thinking about it. You're looking in the mirror this morning, oh, my hair, look at it, it's down the sink, down the drain, comes out my hairbrush. Well, can't stop that. But you can't get it back again. See, there are a lot of people who will tell you, oh, we can stop your hair from falling out. No, you can't. That's the natural progression of things. Your cellular structure, your whole body changes every 3 weeks. Your hair falls out. If the pores aren't plugged up, then the follicles that are under your scalp will come back again. The hair keeps growing. But if they're plugged, forget it. New ball game. Time for Provia. 800-525-8319. What it does is cleanse the pores, open them up so the follicles under your scalp can come back up again. Your hair grows again. 800-525-8319. The product, again, is called Provia. Make sure you're on the team. Make sure you're on the job. Make sure you're on the list of people getting Provia in this next week so you can have more noticeable and beautiful hair, better results quicker with Provia. And your hair go together very nicely. Thank you very much. 800-525-8319.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for InTheNews.tv. With the big game right around the corner, lifestyle expert Justine Santinello partnered with the following brands to help create a stress-free football celebration. Justine, what's one of your top party tips?
Since the average big game party this year with 30 guests will create 80 pounds of waste, Unilever Project Sunlight has an initiative that encourages people to live more sustainably. Check out greenthegame.com to see how green you are and for more eco-friendly ideas to celebrate the game. Every small act helps.
What are a couple of your party food favorites this year?
A new favorite of mine is Pringles tortillas. They are crunchy corn tortilla crisps in the iconic Pringles shape with mouth-watering flavors like zesty salsa that are delicious on their own, so no dip necessary. And try Sonic Drive-In's crispy and juicy boneless chicken wings. They are available in buffalo, Asian sweet chili, or barbecue flavors. For more guests, check out Sonic's Flavor Feast to get 24 wings in two flavors, a family-sized side, and four medium drinks.
Any game changers on the horizon to make entertaining easier?
Yes. Whirlpool just launched their double drawer French door refrigerator at the Consumer Electronics Show. It has their Perfect Places system that has expertly designed storage spaces, drawers with five versatile settings, a fresh flow drawer for a produce preserver, and under shelf lighting so your party food is easy to find.
Thanks, Justine. For more information, visit inthenews.tv.
Did you pay for childcare last year? Did your mom move just down the street and say, I'll watch the kids while you're at work? And you were like, great. But then she said, let's discuss rates. And you found out the exact price of grandma's love. Plus overtime and holidays. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you pay for childcare, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Jennifer, not here for the TV report, so sadly, I have that responsibility. I don't know whether it's sad or not, but here we go. Eddie Murphy, Richie, is
yes.
The news. He says he'll be part of the 40th anniversary special for SNL, February 15th on NBC. He's there. He let the news slip during an interview with, let's see here. It says, quote, actually, they're having a 40th anniversary, I think, a couple of weeks, and I'm going to do it. The first time I've been back there since I left, which was when?
30 years ago.
30 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. But, well, there were all of these rumors of a rift between him and some of the other people, including Lauren Michaels. But anyway, this is good for him, good for everybody else who likes that show. Sometimes all we want to do is sit in bed and watch hours of TV, right? House of Cards, they'll have their intro.
Watch.
Yeah, this weekend. Matter of fact, in I think in concert with the beginning of the football game, will be an unloading of 13 episodes of The House of Cards on Netflix. According to a new study, this behavior could be a sign or a result of bigger problems. The story at DougStephan.com today about binge watching associated with loneliness, depression, inability to catch ourselves from engaging in this viewing behavior. Binge watching defined as watching between 2 to 6 episodes of the same TV show in one sitting.
Huh. I've done that.
Two? 24. Huh.
That doesn't seem like binge.
Study conducted by researchers from the University of Texas based on a survey response from 300 people who were asked about their TV viewing behaviors, the types of shows they watch, and the loneliness, depression, and self-regulatory factors in their life. Check the story out. DougStephan.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Michelle Gerson from PassportRomance.com in a moment. Romantic getaways to Florida. If you're interested, you want to get out of what is otherwise a wonderful winter. In the Northeast. Other than the cold and the snow, it's perfect here. So Michelle's got some ideas for you to cogitate, to think about in a moment here on Good Day.
Dreaming about a home makeover? It's easy to transform your home with deals on hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Don't spend $5.99 a square foot this week at 3/4-inch solid Brazilian Koa for an unheard of $2.99. Or go from dingy carpet to stylish hardwood in a weekend with easy-to-install 5-inch click hardwood. This week, it's only $2.19. Plus, deals on bamboo, laminate, and more from 49 cents. And get special financing. Get started on your dream home today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions, and they can help you too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Hi, Michelle Gerson is here. I always...
What are you doing there?
Pronounce that. I don't know what it is. I got the first name, Michelle, and then the last name is Gerson. So anyway, Michelle, hi.
From, hi, Doug. How are you?
.com. I'm fine, thank you. So a couple of places in Florida to think about as we look outside. I'm looking at 34 inches of snow on my farm right now at the window.
I'm wow. looking at 50-mile-an-hour okay. winds today and 20 degrees.
Right, there you go. So more enticement. Well, somebody who was on the program with me this week was down in Miami Beach. Canyon Beach is in Miami. How's that? You've been there.
Yeah, it was formerly called Canyon Ranch. It's now called the Carolyn Hotel and Spa. Oh. And it was amazing. It's this health and wellness facility situated right on the ocean. It's in the quiet part of Miami Beach. It's in North Beach, so it's north of my South Beach. And it was just beautiful between the good food, the workouts, the lectures.
So how is it, I mean, when you say ranch, I don't really think of Miami. How does that go together?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not really a dude ranch or anything like that. It's just the name of the properties. This used to be Canyon Ranch. They also have properties in Arizona and also Massachusetts and Lenox. But basically, it's a facility where you go and you can go for anything you need health and wellness-wise. Some people go and they meet with a doctor and they discuss certain issues that's going on with them, and they basically get this individualized attention. You can also go for weight loss programs. They have these spiritual and emotional themed lectures that go on all day. It's basically just a place where you can go to unwind. You can do none of that, and you could sit on the beach and use their incredible spa facilities all day. It's just an amazing place to really, truly unwind.
Doug, I see that there's someplace you and Meredith going and just kind of unwinding and doing some of that stuff.
What a great idea. When do we go?
Yeah.
We're ready. Can we get there this afternoon?
All right. So, Michelle, if you go a little bit south of Miami, you hit somewhere down there.
The Isle of Mirada.
Yeah, Isle Mirada. That was a very last-minute trip. A friend of mine had booked a house in the Keys, and it's in the part of the Keys. It's not party town like Key West. It's very laid back. It's an hour and a half south of Miami, and gorgeous sunsets. It's great if you like fishing or diving. It's perfect.
All right, so this would be is it really down the Keys? Is it Marathon? Where would we're looking around. There's a whole bunch of places down there that are very desirable. I think sometimes people think of the Keys as being south of Marathon, but when you go over sort of the bridge there, you're really in a whole different world. That whole area down there is a whole different world.
And I want to do this with my kids. If you have never driven from Miami down to Key West, after a while it gets a little bit monotonous.
One lane road.
Yeah, but it's just a beautiful drive, and you have to do it at least once in your life.
Yeah, why not twice? Agreed.
Michelle's all about romance, though, right? You try to get people to go on these romantic trips, these romantic getaways, and that's why these two came up. If you want to see what else is there, just for the heck of it, go to PassportRomance.com. Michelle Gerson's website, PassportRomance.com, and see what your choices are for getting the heck out of what most of us are putting up with from Washington North. Thanks, Michelle. 59 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.